AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Iran is signaling it doesn't want war, but it's not afraid of the U.S. Washington says there's a growing threat from Iran, and the Pentagon is now sending about 1,000 more troops to the Middle East.
Pentagon officials say the deployment includes security forces and troops for additional surveillance and intelligence gathering in the Middle East. State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortega says they're reaching out to allies.
We, would say to the international community that we should not yield to nuclear extortion.
Iran announced that it would break a limit on uranium stockpiles spelled out in the nuclear accord the Trump administration is now trying to uphold, despite withdrawing from the pact crafted by the previous administration. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump tweets that next week, ICE will start removing immigrants who've been ordered out of the country but are still here. Immigration was a big part of the president's 2016 campaign. Tonight, he launches his re-election campaign effort in Orlando, rolling out a new video.
Every day between now and November 2020, we are going to keep on working, we are going to keep on fighting, and we are going to keep on winning, winning, winning.
In other news, the TSA found 6 smoke grenades in a passenger's carry-on bag as he tried to board a flight from Newark, New Jersey to the Dominican Republic. He handed the grenades off to a friend who wasn't traveling, and screeners let him board his flight. The father of a victim of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre in Newtown, Connecticut, has won a defamation lawsuit. His defamation lawsuit was against the authors of a book that claimed that the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School never happened. This is AP Radio News. Gunfire in Toronto as fans celebrated at a rally Monday for the NBA champion Raptors, leaving 4 people shot and thousands fleeing less than a block from where the players and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau sat on stage. Toronto Police Chief Mark Saunders.
This did not happen in a vacuum. This happened in broad open spaces right now where we had over 1 million people that were here. We want the witnesses, those who were here, 99.9% of the people were here to enjoy the festivities of the Raptors winning the championship. We want them to step up and to help us by giving us as much evidence as you had.
3 people were arrested, 2 guns recovered. Toronto Police say they are not going to discuss any possible motive for the attack at the moment. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam has apologized for an extradition bill that set off massive protests and indicated it's unlikely to be revived. She also said she intends to finish her term in office. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.